don't you remember the rules, right? I'm going to pretend to be the big, scary orc of your dreams. And you're going to be my scared and helpless, innocent little elf, right? And while I tie you down to make sure you can't go anywhere, remind me what your safe word is. You will not hesitate to use it if things get intense, will you? I'm going to hold you to that, beloved. The rope's not too tight, is it? I'm just making sure. I don't want you to lose feeling in any of your limbs before we even start to have our fun. While I secure your legs down, remind me what the traffic light system is. What does red mean? It does mean stop. What does yellow mean? Very good. It does mean slow down. And finally, what does green mean? Very good. I know this might seem like a lot, but I'm just being safe. I don't want to hurt you, little elf. You tend to forget just how delicate you are compared to a regular orc. Go ahead. Try the rope. Are you able to go anywhere? No escaping, huh? Good. Just how we both like it. Ready to begin. If it isn't a tiny little elf. Seem like you bit off more than you can chew. Got yourself in a little too deep, did you? How else would you explain how you ended up in this little predicament? Quite the mouth on you. If you don't watch your tongue, I'm going to end up finding a better use for it. I can already imagine how those pretty lips would look wrapped around my cock. Wouldn't have any of that sass in you if you were choking some orc dick, would you? Yeah. You're not the type to break easy, are you? Continuing to give me that famous elven attitude. You don't even have to speak to be a brat, do you? The expressions on your face tell me everything I need to know, little elf. You think you can do whatever you want, don't you? I'm here to teach you. You don't get to do that. It's about time someone put you in your proper place. You think, just because you're an elf, that I'll just let you go and forget this ever happened, right? That's not teaching a brat like you a lesson. It's not like you're really in a position to negotiate with me. You're helpless. Tied down, legs spread, arms behind your back. You've got no clothes on because you don't need them. Aren't elves proud of their bodies? Shouldn't you be happy to be laid bare before an orc like myself? All that bravado just leaves you when you come face to face with an actual orc, straining to look up, trying to take in every bit of muscle and tusk that makes me me. You haven't even noticed my thick cock hanging between your thighs. I can feel how your body reacts to me. I know you want me, little elf. You might be able to lie to yourself, but your body can't. I can feel how badly you want me by moving my thigh between your legs, pressing tightly against your crotch like this. I can tell how badly you want me, slut. This is the exact behavior that I would expect of an elf. Pretending you're better than an orc, only to have that composure crumble apart when you come face to face with one. Where's that pompous attitude that elves are so famous for now? Oh, how pathetic. Stuttering over your words as my knee presses further into you. You still think you have a chance? How adorable. Like your body is not begging for my body, begging for me to take you. A little bit of lube to make it easier for you. I don't want to hear that I was never nice or considerate to you, slut. Most elves I wouldn't have given this amount of courtesy to. You just so happen to be pretty. I want to see what you look like when you cry on my fat cock. Not even going to bother with fingers first. No, you don't deserve that. I want to show you how much of a slut you truthfully are, little elf. You see, you might be able to lie to yourself or lie to those around you. But you don't get to lie to me. I can feel the truth for myself. You need to be fucked as much as you need to breathe, slut. That's better. That shut you up real quick, didn't it? Not giving you a second to adjust, continuing to move in and out of you. That's it. My cock feels good, doesn't it? That's right. You can't deny the truth. You're just a slut, aren't you? A slutty little elf for orcock. Your whole stretching around my fat green cock, thrusting inside you. The lewd sound of squelching filling the air. Good thing I spat on my cock beforehand, huh? Oh, that's it. You feel so good wrapped around me. I bet you're happier now that you have a cock inside you, aren't you? Even more proof that you're a slut. But you don't really need me to tell you that. Your body tells you that enough for me. You feel so good now that you're filled up, don't you? Oh, I know you do. I can tell from the noises you're making. Wrapped so tightly around my cock. It feels so good. You can't get enough, can you? Didn't think you could. Pulling against the ropes that keep you still. You're not going to break free, little elf. Not when I finally have you where I want you. This is what all elves should be doing. Taking orc cock like a good little whore. It's the least you could do to make it up to us. Plus, your bodies just look so adorable when stretched so wide. If you look down, you could see my cock poking out of your stomach with every thrust, can't you? So large compared to your tiny body. It's a wonder that I'm able to fit all the way inside you, let alone that you can handle it. Your body truly, truly is amazing, little elf. Taking orc cock like it's the easiest thing in the world. Your hole stretches around the green shaft as you struggle to fit it all inside. No, don't worry. I'll make it fit for you. This is what you live to do, isn't it? To have your eager hole fucked by orcs? You can admit it to me, beloved. I know how easy elves like you are. I wouldn't have even needed the rope, would I? If I told you to spread your legs, you would have done it for me. Despite that attitude of yours, you just want to be fucked, don't you? Willing to do anything for an orgasm, right? That's right. Such a slutty little elf moaning so loudly on my cock. You love being stuffed, don't you? Your small body is being pushed to its limits. And you're doing such a good job. So much better than I ever expected. Maybe I underestimated in what ways you can be greedy. Now that you feel good for my cock, you don't want to give it up. Struggling against your bindings, you babble about how you want more, that you need more, promising that you can take it, that you aren't fragile. Oh, from where I'm looking, you're the most delicate thing in the world, slut. So tiny compared to me. Lacking muscles, lacking size. You're just so small compared to me. Everything about you is tiny, elf. Happily trapped underneath my hulking form, you rock yourself against me, adding more friction, getting yourself even closer. Oh, you're just desperate for pleasure, aren't you? Such a pitiful sight, slut. Look at how far you've fallen. What do you think the other elves would say if they saw you like this? Do you think they would be proud to call you one of their own? I don't think they would be. How could they even excuse your behavior? This isn't very proper of an elf, is it? I wouldn't think so. You're supposed to fight your enemies, not fuck them. I guess you're just so much of a slut for Orcock that you didn't hear that part. Imagine an elf walking in on you right now, seeing you like this. Tied up, legs spread, my cock poking out of your stomach with every fucking thrust. Oh, and the worst part of it? You're moaning. You're enjoying it, and you want more. You can't get enough of it, can you? Such a fucking whore for it. Look at you. You're loving every second of this, aren't you? It feels nice to have your body used for its real purpose, right? Your body was made to be used and fucked by an orc. Oh, that's right, little elf. Every thrust inside you pushes you closer to the edge, doesn't it? It feels so good being filled like this. You didn't know that it was possible to feel this full, practically going to burst. You've stopped squirming in your bindings, gone pliant and accepting, enjoying how my cock fucks you, unable to control your voice at this moment. All sense of that elven attitude fucked right out of you. Not a trace left within. Just a docile little slut, happy to be fucked. That's all you need, isn't it? Just some orc cock inside your elven hole. And such a greedy hole, too. As much as I thrust inside it, it never seems like it's enough. You can just keep taking more and more, can't you? You don't even need me to touch you and feel so good. You'll be able to come like this, won't you? Let's see if you're right, whore. If any elf could do it, I bet it would be you. I mean, just look at you, completely lost to your own pleasure. You keep making the most pathetic noises, begging for more, telling me you can take it, but I don't think you can. Shaking underneath me, your body's already struggling to accommodate everything. How are you going to handle the cum on top of this, slut? I guess there's only one way to find out, little elf. Seems like you're going to get filled with orc cum. No, don't worry. I'm sure you'll be able to handle it. You're able to take every inch of me already, getting closer to your orgasm with every thrust inside you. Oh, yes. That's it. That's a good slut. Making me feel so good. There really, really is nothing like an elf's hole, is there? And so warm, so tight, so wonderful. Nothing can compare to how good you feel wrapped around me, slut. Makes me want to keep you around and make you my personal fuck toy. That's something you would probably love. Chained to my bed, never allowed to wear clothes again. Your only job would be to take my cock day in and day out. That's all I would trust for an elf like you. You're not really good for anything else, are you? That's why you have to offer your whole. It's the only part of you that's worth anything. So fucking close. You feel so good, whore. So wonderfully wrapped around my cock, taking everything I give you. You're close just like me, aren't you? No, that's good. At least you can do something right. Why don't you come with me? Show me that you're a proper slut. Come with me, beloved. You can do it. Be a good slut and come with me. That's my good little elf. You did so wonderful for me, yes. How do you feel? Here, let me get you out of the bindings. I'm sure you want to be able to move your limbs again. You did very good for me, beloved. I'm so proud of you. I love you so much. You had fun, right? That makes me happy to hear. I don't want you to start thinking anything I said was a reflection of what I really think about you. This was a fun little scene between the two of us. And I know you know that, but I'm still reminding you. I love you, and I don't want you to spiral or anything like that. Everything I said was just a heat of the moment. I want you to be your own person. I respect you for more than just your body or your whole. I fell in love with you. All of you. Not just how good you are in bed. You're the most amazing person I've ever had the pleasure of meeting. So it feels better, right? Being able to move your arms and legs freely again. I love you so much, little elf. You made me proud. You did so well. I'm so blessed to be able to call you my partner. You're like a dream come to life for me. You make me so happy every single day. You're so wonderful, beloved. I'm so glad that I get to be the one that you call yours. What we do is special because it's between the two of us. We both enjoy it, don't we? That's right, beloved. You're so sweet. So kind, so smart, so amazing. You're everything good that a person could be wrapped into the cutest packaging. And you fit so amazingly against me. My arms holding you, snuggling the two of us together. You're okay, beloved. I'm right here. I'm not going to let you go. Ever. I'm going to stay right here and hold you as long as you want. This is about you, beloved. You did such a good job for me. Impressed me with how much you could take. I didn't expect my cock to bulge out like that, and even then, you still managed it. You showed me everything you can do tonight, and I'm so pleased. Yes. I don't want you forgetting just how amazing you are. Even as we lay here, having you cuddle in my arms. I think you're the most amazing person in the world. You can do literally nothing, and I would still be proud to call you my partner. You're my other half. When I imagined myself growing old, I never pictured it would be with an elf, but I'm happy it is. An orc and an elf living happily ever after. Who would have thought?